With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast. I'm Keith Caulfield, Senior Director of Charts at Billboard.
And I'm Katie Atkinson, Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital.
Hello, Katie. How's it going in self-quarantine land?
Man, we don't even need to tell the people that we're not in the same room. Obviously, we're not in the same room today. It's going, you know, as well as it can go, Keith.
It's going as expected. Hey. Well, we're all doing our part to flatten the curve, as is the current mantra of hopefully everyone in the world right now.
Indeed.
But let's get to the pop, because that's what we do here on the Pop Shop, because the Pop Shop podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. Today on the show, we've got chart news about how Niall Horan scores a second top 10 album on the Billboard 200 chart, and how his One Direction pal Harry Styles hits the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart with Adore You.
Plus, we have an interview with Lauren Jauregui. We chatted with her all about her brand new single, Lento, its new video, the status of her upcoming solo debut album, and so much more. So stick around for that in just a bit. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast provider so you won't miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts.
Okay, let's do the chart chat. And I will preface this by saying, in case you didn't know, like, obviously we are in separate locations. Katie and I are both at home. So if you think our audio sounds weird, well, we're sorry. we'll try to do better next time.
Turns out I don't have a professional audio setup in my home.
I'm doing this in sort of a different environment. Katie probably has baby Cal, her kid, probably working the audio on that end. So, you know, anything can happen here, kids. Okay, so chart chat. First up on the Billboard 200 Albums chart, Lil Uzi Vert's Eternal A Take holds at number one for a second week, thanks in large part to how the album was released in a deluxe edition on the 13th, just a week after it initially came out. Now, the set earned a big 247,000 equivalent album units in the week ending March 19th, of course, according to Nielsen Music MRC data, and that's a decline of just 14% compared to its debut frame. Of course, again, when you have a deluxe edition drop that includes 14 additional songs, well, that can certainly help keep its second week looking real rosy. Meanwhile, friend of the podcast, Niall Horan, sees his second album, Heartbreak Weather, bow at number four on the Billboard 200 this week, securing the pop singer-songwriter his second solo top five charting album. His debut effort, Flicker, opened at number one back in 2017. Meanwhile, over on the Hot 100 chart, where Roddy Ricch's The Box is number one for an 11th week, that's right, 11 weeks at number one, Horan's fellow One Direction group member Harry Styles also has a reason to celebrate, as his single Adore You jumps 16 to 7 on the Hot 100, marking Styles' second top 10 on the list. He previously visited the top 10 with Sign of the Times, his debut solo single back in 2016. Adore You continues to gain in radio airplay and is likely benefiting from buzz generated by his performance of the tune during his NPR Tiny Desk concert back on March 16th.
Meanwhile, Stevie Nicks also hopped on Twitter today and referred to Harry Styles' album Fine Line as his rumors. in reference
to her
own band.
That's a pretty highfalutin compliment there, Stevie.
Yeah, I would say. So, yeah, he got that Fleetwood Mac shout out. He probably, like, figures he can retire at this point with them, with that endorsement.
Wow. Well, what's going to be his tusk then?
We'll see.
Well, never mind.
And now it's time for our interview with Lauren Jauregui. We caught up with her in quarantine, of course, to discuss her new single, Lento, produced by superstar Latin music producer Tiny, and why she describes the vibe of the Spanglish song as her making love to the music. Ooh.
It'll make sense when you hear it.
The status of her upcoming solo album, which she calls a she, by the way, and how she is in an incredibly creative state right now. I feel like a lot of us can relate to that at the moment. We've got time on our hands. She says she's in an overflow state in terms of creativity. So go ahead and take a listen to our interview with Lauren Jauregui.
Hello to Lauren Jauregui, and welcome to the Billboard Pop Shop podcast.
Hello, Katie. Thanks for having me.
You know, first of all, congratulations on the release of Lento last week. It's obviously like a really weird time in our country and in our world right now. So, you know, what are you hoping that this song brings to your fans who are, or at least should be, at home right now in like sort of a self-quarantine, social distancing kind of moment?
100%. You know, it's interesting because Lento is the most dance-oriented, probably, or one of the most more like, you know, movement-oriented songs on the album. And, you know, we have been planning to put this out for months. And so it's wild because the week that of its release was the week that things slowly but surely, like every single day there was another announcement about, you know, lockdown and getting into, you know, self-quarantine spaces and, you know, only going to where is necessary. It's a wild time. So I hope that Lento can just provide, you know, some joy, some background music to your movement, some, you know, I don't know, just bring kind of this a lightness to the energy of what's going on right now. And then also as I continue to release music, because that's another space that I'm in, is like, is this an appropriate time to release music? But then also I feel like art is just such a vital part of getting through things in from historical context. Like, art has always been at the precipice of reflecting what the humans are feeling. You know what I mean? Not just what the systems want or need, you know, like everything else in our society does, but really what the humans are feeling and what we're going through and what we, as a collective and as individuals, you know. So, like, this album for me was a very healing process, and I've written about a lot of things that I think people can relate to. So I hope that the music release helps create that kind of safe space where you feel like, oh, I feel her. Like, I'm going through the same shit, you know?
Definitely. I want to ask about the video, which also came out last Friday. It has, like, this, like, sort of dreamy quality to it where you sort of, like, kind of, like, appear out of the mist, sort of, like, gliding past a bonfire party. It has, it fits in nicely with kind of like the smoldering vibe of the song. Whose idea was the video and who thought of it? And just kind of walk me through the inspiration of it.
Yeah, so the initial idea was mine. I kind of had this whole vision of, you know, the bonfire on the beach and just very elemental. And I wanted to come out of the water, which is why I like come out and go back into the water as well, because I'm very like, I'm usually inspired by a lot of like goddess archetypal energy when it comes to my videos, because I just feel like I often work with the goddess and spiritually speaking, and my art comes from that. So I feel like with this particular one, I was really channeling Michael Schoen, which is an Odisha that I, Cuban heritage taught me about. And she's just of the water, and she is very sensual and just positive and just like very like, I feel like it was just like an homage to her. And it was like that mysterious energy of just coming in and out of the water and being So, like, the elements that day, even when I was filming, like, the wind was ridiculous.
I was going to say, it looked a little windy because your hair is kind of blowing around a bit.
Oh, my God. A little windy.
Was it freezing or was it like, was it normal temperature?
Hurricane level wind, bro. Like, and raining and.
Oh, wow.
It was freezing cold and it was a lot. It was like, but I thought it was so kind of a parallel of the power. You know what I mean? I really wanted the elements present, and they were very much present. Like, all elements were present.
Did you have to shoot the video at double time to kind of get the slow-mo effect?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
So you were, like, lip-syncing it real fast on the set.
Yeah, it was super fast. Actually, it was really interesting because I had, like, a lot of my friends were extras and stuff, and no one heard the actual song that day. So everyone went home with the assumption that it was like that chipmunky version of the song, like they hadn't heard the actual song. So when it came out, they were like, damn, this is actually a really dope song. I was like, yeah, no, it's good, it's good. They're like, we had no idea it sounded like this, like we just did not get that vibe.
They all went home after the first day going, I don't know what Lauren's thinking with that new song. I'm not gonna tell
her
though.
I don't know what Lauren's on, but I support her, I love her.
Okay, so you teamed up with Tiny who produced the song, on his song,
yeah.
Nada, that came out last month, and now he's, you know, on Linto with you. What is it about his, mm-hmm. you know, the sort of the creative partnership that you have with him that works so well between the two of you?
I don't know, man. We just vibe. Like, it's cool. we really vibe. Like, he makes really amazing beats, and you know, they have a great team over there. Chris Show and I really write well together. And we've written a lot of the songs that I've written with Tiny as producer. Like, she's been a huge part of that with me. Yeah. And then also I wanted to touch on, because you asked me about, like, the creative inspiration for the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to touch upon my amazing creative director, Inye. She's amazing, and she helped me really bring the visual to life and kind of add little nuances to it. So did the director, Dweet. He was also incredible in like helping me create what I had envisioned, you know what I mean? And just kind of move through the storyline in a really tasteful way. So I really appreciate it to them. I want to shout them out. But I love making art, man. So if people like, it's all that matters is it being absorbed by people and enjoyed by people. And like, Linto's more of like one of the more less serious demos that I have on the album, but it's definitely still a vibe, I feel like. And it just like just gives people this taste of like that sensual energy that I really love to tap into. That's a very big part of myself, you know, because the song itself is about, it's not necessarily about because I feel like a lot of these dance tracks, they kind of resort to being about a relationship or a guy or like trying to get a guy or whatever it is. And then this one for me was more about me making love to the music, because the music is what I go out for. You know what I mean? Like, getting into a vibe is why I go out, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that was what I was trying to translate. And I feel like the visual really translated that. So
you mentioned the word, you mentioned the word album a few times. So does this mean that there's like an album that is like complete and like waiting in the wings, or are you kind of like still working on it and seeing where things go?
She's still being worked on. She's still being tweaked.
But we know she's a she. We know that the album is a she at this point.
Now that I'm in quarantine. So I'm like, I've been piecing everything together. Last night I wrote down all the notes of like what needs to be finished on each song. And I'm going to start breaking that down and just getting those done and seeing who's available to do what, because that's another thing right now is, you know, usually to finish an album, you need to be in a studio. Luckily, I have some equipment, so I'm going to set it up and I'm going to try to finish some stuff here. But for the most part, hopefully people that are involved with me on my album are down to like work on it remotely or from wherever they are, and we can get some stuff done. I'm like, I have the song pretty much selected. Unless I happen to write some genius shit,
which could happen.
Which, by the way, I've been on a super creative tip, so I've been writing songs like every day. So I don't know if any of them, because that's the thing, is like I'm in the constant creation mode. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not stagnant in my creativity right now at all, just in this phase of my life. So I'm trying to like deep dive and just get it all out of myself. before, because creativity is like a well, you know, sometimes it's really full and overflowing and beautiful and thriving. And then other times there's a fucking drought and you have to like kind of sit there and dig until you find a little bit of water, you know? So right now I'm in an overflow state. So
oh, good.
I'm like trying my best to just get it all out of myself. And then, but I have pieces of like what should be the first album. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Because I have so much content that it's like, I have more albums later.
So what you're going to say, what you're saying is it's a triple album, Lauren. It's going to be a triple album.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect.
Do not quote me on that.
It's a box set. It's a box set. It's actually four discs, 52 tracks.
It's a box set with four discs. You're going to get over 100 tracks from yours truly.
Just dial 1-800-LAUREN right now, and you too can have this 100-track collection. All right, I'll stop.
I'm going to hire you for the infomercial.
Oh, thank you.
So on point.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can tell you've been practicing that.
Yeah. okay, so... So we know that the album is coming at some point. We assume this year, but who knows? Dates are all sort of up in the air right now, but I'm assuming the hope is that it will
really
come out this year.
This is what I'm saying is like, in my ideal world, I would have been really putting out music a lot this year. And I think I'm still going to, you know what I mean? Again, I really feel like art, the most important time for art is right now. When we all need to collectively feel united, when we need to feel, I feel like we need healing a lot as a collective. I feel like right now is the most opportune moment we've ever seen in our, you know, current history or modern history, where we all just kind of have stopped.
Yeah.
And we're all taking a moment to observe our systems, and we're all taking a moment to observe our leaders or what we thought leaders were. We're all taking a moment to observe ourselves and who we feel safe around and who our families are and who our immediate loved ones are. Like, we're all just in a very collective state of reflection right now. And I feel like there's no better time for art to be potent and for art to be real and for art to be expressive than right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's what people need the most, is to cling on to that. I feel like art's that frequency that we all are aligned with, where it's like, even if we understand it for different reasons and we gravitate towards different kinds of art, like, that's where we feel connected.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to a concert and there's not just one type of person at a concert, you know what I mean? Like, there's like all kinds of people from all kinds of places, all kinds of colors and races, and you know what I mean? And they all come to the same place to sing the same lyrics, you know, for whatever their own personal reason is. Like, that to me is just such a magic that, like, it can't be substituted or paused or it can't be contained even. Like, it's what unites people. It's the fabric of what makes us human, you know, is that expression and that collective expression. So I feel like there's a lot of that in what I have coming. And
yeah.
Then there's also, you know, the vibe, like Lento, you know what I mean? There's the vibes that, like, you just need to feel good sometimes, and you need to feel that escapism, and you need to feel like you're in another space than where we are right now in this dimension, which is very low vibrational and very scary, you know? So it's good to feel elevated and out of that sometimes. And I think music does that, transports us.
I mean, this weekend, you know, I was watching, I mean, just sort of tipping off of that, and I will let you go in about 3 minutes, trust me. I'm like, I know you have other things to do.
No, I love this. I love this. I love this conversation.
We also know that you have a schedule, so I'm not going to screw it up too bad. This weekend, I was watching on Instagram DJ D-Nice. I don't know if you saw any of his DJ set.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, my
Killed
God.
It
was so amazing.
Killed
so uplifting.
It. And just, like, entertained so many people and, like, was just so happy and present. You know, that's what we need, is that positivity. Like, that music really connects everybody, you know? Everyone just feels like together, even though we're all at home. It's like, that's music, but it just, it gets you on the same vibe.
Yeah. I was like, after I watched some of it, and then I was like, I'm going to put on some Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I'm going to feel the positive energy coming from my speakers here. I just need to feel some good vibes.
Yes. 100%. And that's so important, dude. Like, I'm sorry, but we are energetic beings. We are vibrational beings. Whether we want to talk about it in a hippy-dippy kind of way or, like, really get existential with your ass, like, there's no way, or scientific with your ass. Like, it's any way you look at it, quantum physics also, like, we are energetic beings. And so we're affected by things that have frequency, and music is a frequency. Music is vibrations going out into make sound, to make notes, to make harmony. Is just like healing, you know?
Yeah.
All in itself.
Last thing, and this is just sort of a funny sort of thing that I wanted to at least mention before we concluded. I don't know. I'm assuming you saw all this, you know, since everyone is staying at home. Maybe you know where I'm going with this, but trust me, it has a great payoff. There was a resurgence of work from home because everyone was doing all the memes about it.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, I actually have data to back this up. Okay, so last week, it was the song's biggest week in terms of plays on the radio since last September, and its biggest week in terms of audio streams since last August. So,
I mean, the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
The gift that keeps on giving. We didn't even know. We're so ahead of our time.
Exactly. See?
We're so ahead of our time. Wow.
Well,
iconic.
This has been so much fun talking, Lauren, but much luck with the new song and with the album and all the, sort of the positive energy that you're putting out there for fans and for everyone else to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you so much, babe. Have a beautiful, safe time.
Yeah.
Until I see you again.
I'll see you at some point, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, yeah, no, that's the goal. We're going to get to a point where we see each other in human.
Exactly.
In person.
All right. Thanks so much, Lauren.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much to Lauren for taking the time to chat.
She didn't want to get off the phone with you, Keith.
We had a very nice time on the phone. we had a fun time on the phone, and I also personally want to say that I'm kind of, you know, this sounds so stupid, but I'm stoked to say that we've now had all five members of Fifth Harmony on as soloists,
yes.
As guests on the podcast. So I think that's super exciting. We've completed our collection.
And it really shows how all of them have like really thrived and done, you know, independent solo individual work since the group, you know, disbanded for the moment.
And suffice it to say, I actually really, really like Lauren's new single. It's super catchy. And even though I don't totally know what she's saying in some of it, because it's in Spanish, I'm still kind of going with the flow.
I know that lento means slow, so I'll just stick with that.
Okay, yeah, that's all we really need to know. And now it's time for the chart stat of the week. Thirty-five years ago this week, Madonna's iconic hit, Material Girl, peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. I got too excited about saying Madonna in a funky way that I screwed up saying the word iconic. The track spent 2 weeks stuck at number 2 on the chart, beginning on March 23rd, 1985. For 1 week, she was stuck behind REO Speedwagon's Can't Fight This Feeling, and then for another week, she was stuck behind Phil Collins's One More Night. Basically, Material Girl was stuck behind two big power ballads. Well, Material Girl is one of 6 number 2 peaking hits for Madonna, alongside such familiar favorites as Causin' a Commotion, Express Yourself, Cherish, I'll Remember, and Frozen. So, there you go. 35 years ago this week, Madonna's Material Girl climbed to its peak of number 2 on the Hot 100 chart. Right, we've reached the end of our show. Any parting words, Katie?
Well, it feels like we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that we lost a pop country crossover legend this past weekend, Kenny Rogers.
Before there was Shania, before there was Faith. I mean, all those pop crossover acts, there was Kenny Rogers.
Absolutely. I mean, he, as Keith noted here, he charted 42 hits on the Hot 100, including 11 top 10s. Which I think, you know, a lot of people think of him as this country guy. Clearly, he went way beyond any genre. And 2 of those were number 1, by the way, Islands in the Stream and Lady. And on our Hot Country Songs chart, he scored 78 hits, including 21 number 1s. So was impressive. And as I might have mentioned to Keith over the weekend, I actually got to meet him when I was a much younger lady. I was in sixth grade, actually. And they did auditions in the middle of our mall to sing with Kenny Rogers during his Christmas concert. And I was...
You auditioned?
I auditioned, and I was one of six kids who got to sing with him on
stage. Shut the front door. Oh, my God. I didn't know this. Did I know this?
You didn't know this, which is why it's fun to tell you for the first time on the podcast.
Oh, my God. You sang with Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. And we... So, like, he did this all throughout that Christmas tour. And I think he did it for a few years during his Christmas tour. He would audition local children, and then a handful of them would get asked to come and sing the Dolly Parton part of his duet with her called I Believe in Santa Claus. So me and five other local kids got to fill in for Dolly and sing up on stage with Kenny and have like cute little Christmas banter with him while wearing like, you know, plaid
elf outfits.
We had like little caroler outfits. Like I was wearing like a little, what do they call those? Like the muffler thing you wear on your hands and like a little, you know, old timey caroler outfit. But we spent some time with us, and he could not have been cooler and sweeter to all the kids. And for like eternity, it's been the icebreaker thing that I use for any, if they tell me to say something about myself, nobody knows, that is what I always say, that I got to sing with Kenny Rogers when I was in sixth grade. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was very cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was very fun and very cool. So the minute the news broke, my family immediately hit me up as if I'd lost a close personal friend. And I appreciate that. But obviously he had a lot of people who knew him a little better than I did from our one interaction, 25 years ago.
Yeah, well, that is amazing. Yeah. And I think his music has touched everyone. And, you may know one song or two, or you may know all 78 of those country hits. But, you know, Katie, that's such an incredible story. I don't know how to, like, continue from this. What song should we go out on?
Well, since we mentioned Dolly, let's go out on their big duet, Islands in the Stream.
That is what we are. Okay. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.